Shabbat Shalom. I had a tough interaction this week. I had a community member who was upset about a situation, and I called to try and make it better. And I listened to every word that this community member said, and yet somehow every response I had seemed to only make it worse. I listened and responded exactly to the questions I was asked and to the complaints being raised, and yet continuously throughout the conversation, I could tell that it wasn't going well. I've since solved the problem, we're in a good place, but in that moment, because it's when you're a rabbi, you do interesting things. So you have that conversation, the next thing you have to do is prepare your Dvar Torah for the coming week, and the next thing is a meeting about something else. So I add my Dvar Torah prep time right after that, and I realized that that experience gave me an even greater appreciation for Rebecca. Rebecca does something truly amazing. We have Eliezer, who's Abraham's servant, coming to find a bride for Isaac, and he says to God, I'm going to go ask for some water, and if I find someone who not only gives me water, but waters all the camels and says that and does everything right, she'll be the one. Now think about the kind of, that's a very specific set of things to need. But Rebecca hears in Eliezer's question, Eliezer says, could I please have some of your water? She looks and notices that's not all that Eliezer needs. All of his camels there also need to drink, and she says, I can help with things to herself. That's what he needs. I can help with that. I'm going to offer and provide the water for all of them. Now, obviously that's kindness, a great trait. It's wisdom because she can see what's needed. But it's also a very, I think, interesting talent to see beyond what is said and hear what was meant. Because unfortunately, we as people are not great at actually saying what we mean. Unlike the Dr. Seuss elephant who always says what he meant. I forget the phrase, but I probably should remember. I have little kids. But either way, we all the time are trying to share things, but we actually mean something a little different. And Rebecca, as our foremother, is a reminder, a challenge to each of us today and every day, to do our best to listen not just to the exact words, but also what do they mean? What do they really want? What's behind those words? And we're going to get it wrong sometimes, but we're not off the hook just because the person doesn't say exactly what they mean, because inevitably, in moments later, we will be the person not saying exactly what we mean. So as we read our parsha this week, as we contemplate the second generation of Judaism, with Isaac and Rebecca, I would like to challenge ourselves. What can we do to listen beyond the words to what's the meaning behind them from our loved ones, our friends, our community members, and even for the new people that we meet out in the world? Shabbat Shalom.